Welcome to the Chris Spangle Show. My name is Chris Spangle, and it's been a nice little hiatus. I was in Florida for work and then for pleasure, and Kentucky, and just had a bunch of work stuff. So for those of you who aren't aware, this is not my day job. It's become a part-time job. It has become bigger than I ever thought that the podcast network would become already, and I know that we're going to grow even more, and I'm excited about that. But I do work a day job, and sometimes that gets in the way. So I had a couple of great guest hosts on We Are Libertarians, and this being the Chris Spangle Show, I didn't feel like it would be just having a guest host on this show just didn't seem right. But we're going to talk a little bit about the future of this show and work plays into that. So, you know, Brian Nichols, Dakota Davis, and Sarah Brady Wagner all did an excellent job on We Are Libertarians guest hosting last week while I was gone. I'm excited to be back, I think. I don't know yet. So, because that's sort of what I want to talk about. I can't take the news anymore. I can't do the daily news thing anymore. You know, I have these things where here's my pattern. Okay, I thought a lot about this while I was on break. I get so into doing what I'm doing, and I get very focused on what I'm doing, and I get very busy, and I work hard at it. And then I take a break and I crash, and that sort of happened. Not you know, anything big, but I'm definitely that type of personality that, you know, goes 100%, goes hardcore, probably 110%, and then just kind of wears themselves out. And I think I'm kind of at that point, and I realized that over the last week and a half. So I think if I were doing this full time, I would do We Are Libertarians every single day. You know, at least a solo show, you know, with maybe a couple guest hosts through the week. We'd have something every day for you. The Chris Spangle Show that we did for about a month would be what I would do. Because I would have time to do the show and also have a regular life. So I always said that this was an experiment to kind of see what we were going to do. And to be quite honest with you, I can't do 5 shows here and then 2 shows on We Are Libertarians and run the network and have my own life and have a day job as well. So I'll get fired from the day job because I'm spending too much time on this. So that's not going to work out because We Are Libertarians currently has no insurance plan. And, you know, I truly love my day job. I work for a nationally syndicated radio show in the morning. It's something that I've dreamed of doing since I was 8 years old. I learn a tremendous amount from what I do on a daily basis. You know, from being around the people that I'm around, doing the work that I do, because I basically do, I'm the podcast guy for this show. I do video streaming, audio streaming, website stuff. So a lot of what I do for We Are Libertarians, I do for that show. Shameless plug, it's the Bob and Tom Show. If you don't follow them, you absolutely should. It is a hilarious show, and it's a ton of fun. And I love doing that. And I have no plans to quit, and I wouldn't want to quit. You know, and I also love doing this. So I'm a conflicted man. You can see my dilemma. So the reality is there has to come a time where I choose, you know, because this grows so big and it takes up so much of my time. But we're not there yet, thankfully, because I love what I do. And, you know, I'm certainly not in a position where I can do We Are Libertarians stuff full time. That is what I plan on doing eventually. But what I've been very careful to do is to grow this at a slow pace. And I feel that if I were to try and do a daily show, it would be too quick. It'd be too much. And just after a month, it took me about a month to get completely burned out. And so I put up a poll in the Facebook group, and I'd love for you to join the We Are Libertarians Facebook group, which you can find at wearelibertarians.com, and leave your comment on what kind of show structure you like, because I'm definitely not... I want to do more content, but I need to do more content in the way that is going to not kill me, that is going to make sure that we're not going to lessen the quality of the shows, and making sure that it's enough content to grow. So here's sort of where I'm at, and so I always try to fill you guys in on what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. So I wanted to experiment with The Daily Show, and here's what I learned. The Daily Show is very difficult, and if you are doing it by yourself, it's very difficult, and even with a prep staff, a research team, it's still difficult because they put together research and you still have to find time to read that stuff. The other part is you're like a jug with holes at the bottom. And so as soon as you pour something into your head, it comes out. And I think part of what has always made We Are Libertarians special is that there's I give myself space to kind of think about things in a different way and, you know, to have quality insights. That the product that we sell on We Are Libertarians, what I define as quality, is that when you listen, you hear a thought from me or one of our guest hosts, or me, that makes you go, oh, ah, okay, I get it. I see something differently. You know, we want to give you that aha moment. And I think if I am constantly inputting and pouring out, then I don't get that space to kind of do some of that deeper thinking and reading books. I'm constantly reading news as opposed to reading news and books. So you've got to do both. You've got to kind of have the short term and the long term in your prep. And so, you know, I don't think The Daily Show is going to be possible. And so I just know I'm going to burn myself out. I already got a little burnout. I went to St. Augustine, Florida for a couple days, and I was just sitting there thinking, it's like, ugh, so burnt out by this. Because the truth is, reading the news every day and living in this world of politics is just going to make me sick. I think it makes people sick. It makes you crazy. It's like, I like following the news and talking about politics, but living in it on a daily basis and just soaking it in constantly, it's like, man, this Kavanaugh thing was kind of my Waterloo. It's just like, I feel like, I'll save a lot of this for the next We're Libertarians. I've got a lot of thoughts on all this, on our reaction to the Kavanaugh stuff, because it's not even as much about Kavanaugh as it is about how we're reacting to it. But if you're just living in that world constantly and you don't step outside of it, then it's just not a fun life. And so at this point, there's no way to do a daily show. Personally, me doing a daily show plus two episodes of We Are Libertarians. I think my first priority needs to be those two episodes of We Are Libertarians. Harry had the idea about a year and a half ago that I said no to. And that's sort of why the second show came about with Harry, because Harry said, you know, I come on We Are Libertarians once a month maybe, you know, and I got a lot of stuff that I want to say, and I've got a lot of stuff that I need to put out in the world, but I don't feel I have the time because I'm coming on to talk about what you want to talk about. And it would be great if we did a daily show with some of the cast, the people who come on We Are Libertarians, and they do a 20-minute thing every day, and then you have the two main shows. And I said no to that because at the time it wasn't something that I felt it would be overwhelming. At the time, we were only doing one episode a week. We just didn't have kind of the platform or the organization that we have now. And I think we do now at this point. And so what I found in doing the daily extra content is that you guys really liked that. And also, you like hearing from other people besides me. You like hearing the differing viewpoints. It's not just me. And sometimes the more diverse, the better. Like, people are like, I want to hear from liberals. I want to hear from conservatives. So what I'm going to do is start talking to, probably around 10 people that kind of contribute to the We Are Libertarians world and see if they want to do a 20-minute thing. And so, you know, maybe three times a month, they're cranking out a daily episode. I don't think we'll have something in the We Are Libertarians feed every single day, but we're not going to, it's not going to be me 5 days a week plus two episodes, because I just can't do it. And I don't know that I could do that if I were doing this full time, honestly. I mean, that's a lot. So we're going to, but I found that you guys really like the content. You like the extra content. You like what We Are Libertarians produces. Whenever I put out a survey, I hear, I'm mad there's not enough. And that's like the most flattering thing ever. That's what you want to hear from an audience. It says you're doing something right. So I want to give you more content, but I think we're going to put these daily shows into that feed instead of into this feed. And then this feed will kind of become my overflow, kind of my Dan Carlin's common sense. When I've got things that I just want to talk to you about in an extended way, then I'm going to come and talk to you here. But I'm not going to make it necessarily as regimented. So please keep this in your feed. There will be content in it. It just won't be every single day. So if you are a fan of this feed and you have not subscribed to We Are Libertarians, then please go do that. So I don't have a start date for the daily content. I need to kind of organize the team. I've already got commitments from people like Sarah and some others, and I'm excited about it. And I think there's going to be a lot of great insight that comes out of it. I will continue to do some of those little 20-minute updates on that feed. And, you know, just not putting pressure on myself to produce so much content, because it was enjoyable, but it began to feel like an obligation. And I don't want it to be an obligation. I want this to be fun, because if I'm having fun, then you're having fun. And if I feel like this is work and it's burning me out, then I think the quality of everything is going to suffer. And part of what We Are Libertarians is about is it's a fun listen. It's a good time, as well as giving you content. And so there's always this push and pull within me, and I think within the audience, between how much jackassery and fun do we put into an episode versus how much information and straight politics? Like, how much Howard Stern versus how much Ben Shapiro? And so, you know, because I think both things are essential characters to We Are Libertarians, and I've got to have both of those in there. So if you don't see anything in this, I'm not killing it off. If you donated to Patreon because you wanted to encourage me to do this daily show, I appreciate it. If you decrease your donation, I will understand. We will still be giving daily content very soon. It just will not be me every day, but it will be to my standards and the standards that you expect from We Are Libertarians. I just think I will, by trying to do too much, kill the actual thing. I will end up not wanting to do it, or the show will be so bad that nobody will download it. So that's sort of where I'm at. And, you know, I appreciate everyone who really liked that. Oh, hold on. Sorry, cat issue. Everyone who liked that daily content. And so I want to make sure that I give that to you in a way that works for you and works for us. So please stay tuned, and we'll talk to you soon. And I appreciate everybody for their encouragement. All right, thank you. I will see you later. Talk to you soon. Bye. I never know how to end these. Oh, and one more thing. We will have two shows on We Are Libertarians this week. We're having some scheduling issues, getting everybody arranged. I've got a League of Liberty episode on Tuesday night. So the shows will be later this week, but we will have two episodes this week. So fear not. We will be back. Going to talk to Harry and our friend Hannah. Not Hannah Drozic. Different Hannah that's only been on once. But she's very opinionated and very funny. Talking about sort of our reaction to Kavanaugh and Me Too. And then the old Tadster and somebody else. A couple people. I'm trying to get some people arranged for Saturday. So stay tuned for that.